Hello, and welcome to a special bite-sized episode of the Drinking Liberally podcast. Kevin here, and I'm recording in self-quarantine, running through some thoughts about the last week or so. I'm experimenting with some smaller episodes in between our normal drunken discussions, so hit me with your feedback. My DMs are open, as the kids like to say, I think. So with that said, let's get started. I expected 2020 to be a shit show, but wow, 70-plus days in, and I'm ready to fast-forward to 2021. The NBA suspended their season last night after a player on the Utah Jazz tested positive for COVID-19, the coronavirus. I imagine the NHL is going to follow suit shortly. And baseball still has a month to go before opening day, but I imagine they too are having some tough discussions behind the scenes regarding the season's future. I bring this up because it feels like a turning point in a way other moments during the outbreak really haven't. Am I being paranoid? Maybe. The sad thing is, I really wouldn't be paranoid if there's literally anyone else in charge of our country at the moment. First, let me say this. By all accounts, this is not an end-of-days apocalyptic virus, but that doesn't mean it shouldn't be taken seriously. It should definitely be taken more seriously than an annual flu outbreak. Unfortunately, Donald Trump and his administration has really undermined our healthcare system to disastrous effect by not being proactive in his response. Between the mixed messages sent via White House officials like Larry Kudlow, and the propaganda machine of Fox News declaring the outbreak a non-issue, there's a large swath of the population that's dismissed the threat outright. Last week I was in Tampa and I met a man who declared the coronavirus a, quote, overblown hoax. He was a Trump supporter who also took the time to call me a douchebag for not supporting the president. But his response shows that this misinformation is working and it's sinking in and people are taking it to heart. How many people have neglected to take precautions and therefore spread the disease due to the administration's misinformation? I really can't overstate how little Republican members of the government seem to care about their constituents. This past week, they've shot down proposals to provide safety nets for Americans affected by the spread of the virus and to prevent the economy from crumbling even further. These are basic life and economy-saving proposals like mandatory paid sick leave if you're come down with the virus, even pausing loan payments for those who have been told to, you know, stay home, might not be able to afford making those payments on your mortgage or your student loans. But these are all too idealistic, according to Mitch McConnell in the Senate. What's worse, you have some clowns like Matt Gaetz of Florida, congressman there, that's treated the outbreak as a joke. Gaetz wore a gas mask on the House floor, and he really undermined the whole seriousness of the situation. I think the Tampa Bay Times said it best with their headline that Matt Gaetz does Matt Gaetz things for attention. But then, in a masterstroke of irony, he had to self-quarantine after interacting with an infected person at CPAC, a conservative convention. So guess what? This is a real threat. He's since tested negative for the virus, and I hope he's learned something from the experience. But if history is any indication, it won't be the last publicity stunt he pulls, unfortunately. Really, this awful response goes all the way to the top. The U.S. government, led by Donald Trump's administration, has let the country down in many ways over the past few years, but I'm not sure there's going to be any with a longer-lasting impact than their bungling of the coronavirus pandemic. We're seeing effects beyond public health now, too. The economy is on the rocks. After 11 years of growth, we've seen that sputter out and begin to freefall. Twice this past week, there's been a trigger where the stock market falls fast enough that all trades are halted as kind of a safety mechanism. Now, you can argue that the president has little control of the economy, that it ebbs and flows in cycles that help politicians politically during bull markets and then hurt them in bear markets. I mean, I myself has made that argument before, even here on this podcast. I think we typically give too much credit and, on the flip side, too much blame to the president for the economy. But today, it's really hard to argue that the market's downturn is due to anything other than the administration's response to the coronavirus. Of course, Trump will never admit this. He's been happy to take credit for record highs of the stock market. Just check out all of his tweets. But he's never going to accept blame for the market losing 80% of those gains during his administration. Trump's administration just didn't take COVID-19 seriously when the first cases were reported, and now they've most likely missed the window of opportunity to contain it. Remember when Trump said there would be zero cases in no time? That was only a week ago. And now there are over 1,000 confirmed, a number that's frankly much higher, but we can't prove it because there's a massive shortage of testing kits, another short-sighted move by the administration. I mean, even if kits were readily available, there's the issue of cost. I consider myself well off financially. I have free time to do a podcast, for God's sake. I mean, I have health insurance. I'm lucky. But the thought of a $500 test, which it costs in some markets, and that's after insurance, gives me pause. It causes me to second guess whether I truly need to get tested or if I'd be fine just waiting it out at home. So I certainly understand why someone without insurance, and that number totals about 30 million people in this country, wouldn't want to spend, you know, $1,000 out of pocket to go get tested. It's just not financially possible for many Americans. So they're going to go about their lives hoping for the best. That is a major flaw in our healthcare system. Our healthcare system's stability is only as strong as our poorest citizens' access to treatment. And beyond the strain of the healthcare system, my biggest worry at this point is that the spread of the virus will be used as a justification to delay or postpone elections come November. I really hope this concern is unfounded. I know that sounds alarmist to the extreme, but over the last few years, America has been leaning into some authoritarian tactics, and honestly, what better excuse is there to assert additional powers than during a national emergency? Again, I'm hoping that's overblown. And the flip side of that argument, really the brighter side, is that this experience is revealing how inept the administration truly is. Coronavirus is something that's going to affect quote-unquote everyday Americans. Whether it's supply shortages, lying to the doctor's office, seeing your local stores or businesses closing as precautions, it's going to be hard for the administration to spin this in any positive fashion. Americans who are able to ignore the administration's ghoulish immigration policies that put kids in cages, our disastrous foreign policy in Syria, the blatant disregard for constitutional norms like the Emoluments Clause, or the undermining of the media's credibility, those people are going to have a hard time ignoring this virus and the administration's lack of response to it. It's a pretty morbid silver lining to the entire situation. So I'll leave you all with that for today. We'll be back with our beer drinking roundtables next week. But in the meantime, feel free to give me a follow on Twitter. My handle is @KevWDUBYA. And of course, follow the pod at @drinking_libpod on Twitter and Instagram. I'm out of here to go wash my hands. Cheers.